Come on, don't give me praise. Come on and give God praise. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Can somebody magnify the Lord with me? Come on and let us exalt his name together. For God has been good. God has been good. My grandmother would say, he's been better to me than I've been to myself. And when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, my soul cries out hallelujah. I thank the Lord for saving me. Anybody grateful for salvation today? Come on, give your neighbor a high five and say, I'm grateful, I'm grateful. Amen, amen. To God be the glory. To God be the glory for the wonderful things that he has done. Amen. And the things that he is going to do in the lives of believers. Amen. It is an honor and a privilege to be here today. We do honor the spirit of the living God. And we thank God for your pastor, my friend. Amen. Reverend Darrell Armstrong. Come on, put your hands together. 16 years. 16 years of pastoring God's people. We thank God for the first lady today. Amen. God bless you, Sister Armstrong. God bless you. Amen. Amen. And to our worship leader, Minister Stevenson, God bless you. Amen. To my sister that I share this pulpit with. Amen. To all the preachers, proclaimers, and pronosticators that are here tonight, thank God for some of my associate ministers that came with me from the Ruth Fellowship Ministries, Reverend Hamlin and Minister Lewis, Minister Moore, Minister Brown, Minister Parker. Amen. We thank God for this choir. God bless you. Thank you so much. A portion, a fragment of our choir, but I am thankful for you tonight. Amen to God. Thank God for those faithful few. I believe there's a special place in heaven. Amen for the faithful few. Amen. Again, for our minister, music minister, Parker. Amen. And my nephew who was on drums, and he just looked so thrilled. Thank you. Thank you, Will. He's just so happy to be here for you tonight, Reverend Darrell Armstrong. God bless you. Amen. And to all of you, my brothers and my sisters in Christ, amen. All the ministries, ushers, you look wonderful back there. God bless you. Amen. The media and the security ministry. Ruth Fellowship, will you stand? We did have some folk who came with us. Thank you. I appreciate you. Amen. Thank you so much. Amen. But it's certainly always an honor and a privilege to be here. Amen. The Shallow Baptist Church. And I want to thank Dr. Holloway, my friend. Amen. For that wonderful introduction. Amen. If she can introduce me on the spur of the moment like that, she can introduce me always. God bless. Thank you so much. Amen. Good to see all of you. Amen. Our director for MCB of Youth Ministries, Minister Tracy Davis. God bless you. Amen. And all those MCBA officers that are here. I understand Reverend Dr. Taylor tore stuff up in here yesterday. Amen. Amen. So y'all don't need a whole lot of preaching tonight. Amen. So I'll just give my little Sunday school lesson and I'll be out of here. Amen. You that have your Bibles, if you can turn with me to the book of 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy. Chapter 1, 2 Timothy, chapter 1. I'm reading from the New International Version. I have a glass. I'm reading from the New International Version of the Scripture of 2 Timothy, chapter 1, beginning at verse number 5. Thank you. We have it, say amen. We don't have it, say, wait for me. Anybody say, wait for me? I'm going to wait for you to go to Bible study. Amen. God is good. God is good. God is good. God has a sense of humor. Amen. 2 Timothy chapter 1, beginning at verse number 5, again from the New International Version of the Scripture. I have been reminded of your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother Lois and in your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded now lives in you also. For this reason, I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For God did not give us a spirit of fear, but of a spirit of power, of love, and of self-discipline. So do not be ashamed to testify about our Lord, or ashamed of me, his prisoner, but join with me in suffering for the gospel by the power of God. This is the word of God for the people of God. Glory be to God. Shall we bow and shall we pray? Our Lord and our God, we thank you for this day. We thank you, God, for all of your wonderful blessings. God, I now pray for preaching power, that you will hide me behind the cross of Calvary. God, that you won't just send the anointing that will make preaching easy, but make it effective. I pray, God, that this word will fall on good ground, that this pastor, people will be encouraged. We pray right now, God, that the people of God will be edified. The enemy will be horrified. You will be glorified. Have your way during this preaching moment. In Jesus' name I pray. And all the people of God said amen.
Amen.
I want to talk on this 16th pastoral anniversary from the subject, it's in you. Yeah, it's in you. Everyone who has ever decided to do a work for the Lord has benefited from somebody who encouraged them by speaking a positive word into their life. And sometimes, people can become encouraged without ever being spoken directly to. You can get encouraged just by seeing the unselfish work of others. I never met or spoke to the late Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., but I'm encouraged and I'm inspired by his work and commitment to civil rights. I've never met Mother Teresa, but I'm motivated to help people because of her example. I've never crossed paths with the late president of South Africa, Nelson Mandela, but his courage and determination to bring down a racist regime called apartheid has encouraged me to not be afraid to speak truth to power. Help me, Holy Ghost. Everybody at some point in their life can or have benefited from words or actions that have encouraged them. So it is here in our text, Paul, a seasoned preacher, a teacher, writer, and one chosen by God. Paul, that prolific penman, that gospel globetrotter, he writes to his young mentee by the name of Timothy, this young preacher. Paul is writing from a cold and a damp prison in Rome. He is, according to some theologians, waiting to die. Yet he understands that even though he's waiting probably to die, that the gospel of Jesus Christ still must go forth. Even if he may not be able to deliver it himself, he understands how important the gospel of Jesus Christ is. That's why in these last days we need preachers like Reverend Armstrong that will stand flat-footed and declare, amen, what thus said the Lord. So it is Paul tells Timothy in verse number 3, he says, I constantly remember you in my prayers. You got to understand this, that Paul is in a bad place physically. Yet he writes to Timothy and tells him, I'm praying for you. Most people who I have encountered who are in prison, they normally ask me, to pray for them. But here Paul tells Timothy, I'm praying for you. He says, I remember your tears as we parted company. And when we meet again, oh, we're going to have such joy. Yeah, understand that Paul knows that death is near. And I believe he was saying to Timothy, if I see you on this side of the joy, it's going to be joy. But if I got to see you on the other side of the joy, it's going to be joy also on the other side. Help me, Holy Ghost. I mean, the songwriter did write, when all of God's children get together. Oh, what a time of rejoicing it will be. So Paul tells Timothy, I know that you sincerely trust God. He says, I know because you have the faith of some seeds that have been planted in you. He says, and I know it because of your mother and your grandmother. But sometimes we don't have a mother or a grandmother to plant seeds in us. But thank God that somebody prayed for us. Yeah, that somebody had us on their mind, that somebody told us that there was, God help me, a better way. Thank God for parents who don't allow nonsense in their homes. Parents who have the mindset that Joshua has, as for me and my house, we gonna serve the Lord. So it is Paul tells Timothy, he says, to stir up the gift that is in you. Timothy had hands laid on him, which indicates that he was consecrated for the service of the Lord. Yeah. Paul was telling Timothy, it's already in you. You know, that there's times when we got to tarry for the Holy Ghost. And there's times that we ought to pray for some gifts. But Paul says to Timothy that it's already in you. In other words, you have some stored up power. Yeah. Power to preach the gospel. Power to heal the sick. Power to witness to the lost. Power to bring about deliverance. It's already in you. Yeah, you have the fire of the Holy Spirit, and all you have to do is just fan the flame. Yeah, just fan the flame. In other words, Paul was saying to Timothy, since it's already in you, you ought to let it burn. Do me a favor, tell your neighbor, baby, let it burn. In other words, it's time for you to be bold and intentional. Yeah, about spreading the gospel of Jesus the Christ. It's time, to stand firm and declare that Jesus is the light of the world. To declare that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is everlasting life. In these last days, we need bold preachers like Reverend Armstrong that don't mind standing firm. Paul goes on to say, this is not a time to be scared. It's not a time to be shaking in your sandals. It's not a time to compromise the gospel. In these last days, it's time to call a sin a sin. Yeah. It's not the time to be concerned with whether or not people like you. It's time to go forth and do what thus said the Lord. He tells him that God has already given us. He has not given us the spirit of fear, but he's given us some power. He's given us the spirit of love, and we got a sound mind. He wants Timothy to step up to the plate and be about the Lord's business. Don't waste the gift that God has given you, but you ought to stir it up. Yeah. And matter of fact, God has given all of us gifts. He's given all Christians gifts. I got Bible. In 1 Corinthians 12 and 7, it says a spiritual gift is given to each of us as a means of helping the entire church. Yeah, so it is, if you are the called out crowd, if you are the blood brought, if you are the redeemed, God help me, the redeemed of the Lord, you got something in you, and in these last days, ways. The Bible says that we ought to share what we have, that it ought to be a blessing to the entire church. God help me. Paul said that God has not given us the spirit of fear, but he's given us some power. And power that is inner strength to stand in the face of adverse circumstances. He gave us love for him that desires to do his will, and a love for others, yeah, that places their needs above ours. And he has given us a sound mind. That just simply means that he's given us some common sense. Yeah. And because he has given us a sound mind, we're able to think on those things that are honest. We're able to think on those things that are pure. We're able to think on those things that are lovely and those things that are of a good report. Y'all walking with me? So Paul tells us in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 17, he says to put on the helmet of salvation. Yeah. The helmet of salvation, it is to protect our mind, because the devil wants to mess with your mind. But the Bible declares in Philippians 2:5, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. You got to tell the devil, you better get out of my head, because I'm thinking on those things that are Christ-like. I have the mindset of Christ. And when I have the mindset of Christ, I love my enemies. When I have the mindset of Christ, I'm forgiving. When I have the mindset of Christ, I don't write people off so fast, but I'm patient. I'm understanding. When you have a sound mind, that simply means that you got a made up mind. Is there anybody here tonight that has a made up mind? I don't know about you, but I got a made up mind, because I made up in my mind that I'm going all the way with Christ. That I wouldn't take nothing for my journey. I'm determined not to turn back, because I want to see my Jesus one day. Yeah. So for God I'll live, and for God I'll die, and I'll let nothing separate me from the love of God. Help me, Holy Ghost. My beloved, if you're on the Lord's side, that simply means that you got something in you. The text tells us, don't be ashamed to share the gift that God has given you. That's why the songwriter said, this little light of mine. Yeah, it may be a little light, but I'm going to let it shine. Is there anybody here tonight that's going to let their light shine? You got to understand that it's in you already. Matter of fact, the songwriter said, Reverend Armstrong, something on the inside. Yeah, begin to work on the outside. And what a change in my life. Is there anybody here that's been changed? My grandmother used to say, I looked at my hands and they look new. I looked at my feet and they did too. I don't know about you, but when I feel like giving up, there's something on the inside that's telling me to go ahead. The songwriter said, what is this that I feel deep inside? Whatever it is, it won't let me hold my peace. It makes me love my enemies. Yes, it does. It won't let me be ashamed to tell the world that I've been born again. I don't know about you, but I'm so glad that there's preachers like Reverend Armstrong that don't mind telling the story, that don't mind crying loud and sparing not, that don't mind telling somebody that if you hold on and if you hold out, God will, he'll show up and he'll show out. Won't he do it? Won't he do it? I'm so glad. I said I'm so glad I came to Jesus as I was. I was weary, wounded. I was so sad, but I'm so glad that in Him, I found a resting place. He will, I said He will, He'll give you rest. Keep on preaching the gospel, Reverend Armstrong. Keep on telling the redemption story. I know Good Friday's coming, so you gotta tell Him how they hung Him high and they stretched Him wide. Didn't they do it? Didn't they do it? You gotta tell how He died. I said He died. The old preacher would say, didn't He die? He died. Said He died on Calvary rugged cross. Yes, He did. He died on Night Friday. He was dead on Saturday. Reverend Armstrong, you gotta keep telling a story. You gotta tell them that when they put Him in a bald man's tomb, that He gave it back because early, I said early, early, one Sunday morning, He got up. I said He got up with all power in His hands. Ain't He all right? Keep on preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. You gotta tell Him how He's the lily of the valley, the bright and the morning star. You gotta tell them that He's a doctor in the sick room. He's a lawyer in the courtroom. My grandmother would say, He's my midnight rider. He's my battle axe. Yes, she is. Yes, she is. Keep on standing flat-footed and telling the story. Preach when they don't want to hear it and preach when they want to hear it. But just preach the truth, because the truth will make them free. And whom the Son, I said whom the Son makes free is free indeed. Is there any free people here today? Yeah! Yes, I'm so glad that I'm not bound, but I'm free. I'm free in Jesus. And since I'm free, I'm going to call on His name, because there's power. There's power. Good evening, church. May the Lord bless you real good. I got to leave you now, but I'm so glad. I'm so glad that there's power, 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 power in His name. Healing power, saving power, delivering power. Ain't He all right? Ain't He all right? Say yeah, yeah, yeah. Songwriter said, I said I won't go tell nobody, but I couldn't keep it.